All right, Coach Tsugi, it has been one phenomenal season. He just wrapped up the regular season here with the DCS Twilight. We've talked numerous times already this season. It has been, you think the last 2 years is pretty kind. I mean, I tell you, this season has been pretty good, hasn't it?
It really has. Had great weather. We've had good performances, stayed pretty healthy. So, you know, we knew going into this year, new challenge. One year in Class B kind of put a new perspective on things for us. It became, interestingly enough, just because coming back from the last 2 years, it kind of allowed us to put a little more emphasis back on us and not on what everybody else was doing, you know, across the state, Class C. We got to kind of concentrate on Chase County a little bit. So in that way, it's been really nice. So, you know, come around the corner here on Tuesday for districts, and we're just going to put our best foot forward and see how it goes.
I tell you, Noah Rao, it's becoming a habit now. I don't know if that's a good word, habit, but throwing 190 plus for three straight meets now?
Yeah, you know, that's the third straight meet, and his backup throws, you know, I know last meet it was a 192, but there was a 187, a 185, you know, and so he's really, the consistency is really fun to see. It's not catching a wind right now. It's not anything like that. It's just him, you know, consistently putting those marks out there. So we're really proud of Noah and excited for him over the next couple weeks.
Your vaulters have really come alive, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, two sophomores doing what they've done. You know, we've got Malachi Christensen, a senior who, you know, 13-8, but Tate Hubbard at 14 feet, you know, as a sophomore, and then Spencer Kelly has been over 13-6 as a sophomore. You know, the 13-6 is the qualifying standard. We would love to get those guys to Omaha, get them in a state competition, get them in that setting, and you know, a 14-foot make will give you an opportunity, you know, to medal there and score a point or two, and then, you know, but the experience that you're going to gain over, you know, coming for the next 2 years is just as valuable. So, yeah, we're really excited about those guys.
No question, they're gonna be big for you to come out of this district meet, aren't they?
They really are. You know, we one thing that we've kind of hung our hat on a lot is just being a strong meet team, having depth, and, you know, being able to try to score points across all the events, and you know, those vaulters really score points for us in track meets. Yeah,
the rest of your gang. I mean, gosh, your jumpers have been coming through. I mean, that's going to be a big thing come district time at Ogallala too.
Yeah, definitely. You know, Cole Clevenger has been over 22 feet now for the third or fourth time. You know, we think in the long jump, Cameron Lemke has been, you know, the mid 21s. You know, triple jump, we're a little iffy. You know, Cole's had some right knee stuff going on, but we're going to give that a try. And, you know, hoping to hit maybe a 6'2 with one of our sophomore high jumpers, and you know, see if we can get in that way. And so, yeah, the jumps have been solid. And the good news about the jumps is, you know, we're at a lot of those spots, we're pretty young. So
all three relays are right in the thick of things, aren't they?
Yeah. It's crazy to think that our 4x1, you know, with a time that would have been top five in Class C, is fourth or fifth in our district, you know, in Class B. But we think if we can go something, you know, low 43s, somewhere around that 43.4, 43.3 range, ought to give us a chance. And then we're pretty confident in our 4x8 and 4x4. We think something below 820 and something below, you know, 325 in the 4x4 ought to get us there. And as long as we're healthy and nothing bad happens, we should be able to hit those marks, I would think. So, yeah, so those are, you know, there's always weather permitting and all that stuff. But, yeah, we're pretty excited about those relays.
Were there any decisions here the last 2 weeks you kind of tossed around? Are there any, and we're talking here on a Friday before Tuesday, you still got to determine?
Yeah, you know, and I've already, to be honest with you, I've already put our entries in, you know, not that they can't change, but, you know, like, just like you had a senior come out here who hasn't run a ton of 800s and ran a 203 earlier today, you know, on the relay. And so there's just some stuff that you know, you see, and you love how guys continue to compete for spots. But most of our decisions are made. I suppose there's a few things like, you know, maybe a guy who could make the finals in the 200, but you want fresh for the relay, for the 4x4, you know, a Thomas Reeves type guy or something. Maybe do you run a 2, do you not? But those just little things there. Otherwise, I think we're pretty well set.
Yeah, those upperclassmen, being a district meet, and being a different one and being Class B. Those guys want to run. Everybody wants to run, but especially those guys.
Oh, they definitely do. And we were just talking about that group of seniors. You know, they've won two state championships. I think last year we experienced, you know, with Easton, maybe one of the biggest scoring individuals we've had come through our school. But no class has probably done what this class has done, and they want to finish it off. And the relays allow them a chance to do it together. And so I think they're pretty focused on it.
I'm sure those guys like yourself, like myself, you look at athletic.net a lot, and you look at that district with the Garians and Scotts Bluffs, and it's been a long time since Chase has had to even worry about those guys.
We've enjoyed the fruits of being one of the biggest Class C teams, and now we get to walk the walk of challenging, you know, a Scotts Bluff that's got about 6 times our enrollment, you know, and we can sit around and feel sorry for ourselves, or we can go compete, and I think these guys, they're going to go compete. So,
I talked to some of those coaches from Scotts Bluff, Gearing, and Sydney the other day, and they're worried about you guys. I mean, Chase County's bringing a ton of talent in the mix. You've won C the last couple of years, so you might be worried about them, but they're worried about you.
Well, I that's flattering, because our kids have, I think they've earned that. You know, they've earned that kind of respect, but you still got to go do it, and a lot of that Class B meet, Class B6 district, I think we can be real competitive with our depth. We're going to have some top end guys, but I think we can be real competitive with our depth.
Well, between now and Tuesday, it's just a case. Enjoy graduation. I think this weekend,
don't too much.
You take it easy. Don't overdo it. Right.
Right. Absolutely. We've already had that conversation. I think our kids have a real good perspective on that. But yeah, you say it over and over, have fun, enjoy your family, but get your rest, and let's come back, a little easy workout Sunday on your own, and then come back Monday, pre-meet it, and get ready to go.
And finally, the weather here as we're talking, it's been a little toasty today, and it's supposed to be on Tuesday up maybe close to 90, and you guys have not had many days like that at all.
We needed this. We needed this to acclimate to that heat being in it all day. There's going to be a little more wind, I think, on Tuesday. I hope not. I hope it's just like this, but I'm here at 90, and so we definitely needed another good warm day, and to be out in it all day just to get ourselves ready.